Good, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning. What a beautiful morning it is. And it's great to be gathered here in God's name. There's a saying that I want to start out our service with here. I want to see if you can complete this phrase. I think it's well known enough. Two is company. Very good. All right. We all know that one. Good. Yeah, exactly. Unless you're the Trinity. Today we're going to be talking about that third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. It is that third person that oftentimes gets kind of left behind. In our family, it was that third child that always got left behind. And I was that third child. Well, with the Holy Trinity, we definitely want to recognize the tremendous gifts the Holy Spirit gives to us. And Jesus describes the Holy Spirit as the helper, our advocate, in our gospel lesson this morning. So we're going to be encouraged to hear that we're given a special helper in the Holy Spirit in our worship today. I do have some announcements to share with everyone. The first is a very exciting one. And that is, you heard of maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago that Peace was undergoing a search for an administrative assistant. Well, we have found an administrative assistant, and that person is going to be Callie Santora. So, very exciting to have Callie on board. So, Callie's going to start June 5th here at Peace. She's already started in a lot of ways. She's meeting with Ellen, and they're trading notes and getting on the same page. So it's great to have Callie on board with us. And please come up and wish her congratulations and get to know her a little bit in the weeks ahead. I also want to give thanks, too, for Ellen Holroyd for serving as our secretary the last couple months. She's put up with a lot of grief doing that. Thank you, Ellen, and thank you for meeting with Callie and guiding her along and meeting with her this week. And then also want to recognize the committee that did the work of putting the position together, hiring, doing the interviews. That was led by Kay Glather. Kay's somewhere. Kay's over here. Kay's here. Sally served on the committee, as well as Ellen and Ruth Post. I think Ruth's not here. Henry's here. So Tell Ruth we're very thankful for her hard work. So, a couple other items to share. Yesterday we worked at Camp Lutherwood. I was worked like a mule putting together a trail. It was tough work. Was anyone there that wants to share how they felt it went and what they did? James, what did you do?
We did signs and clean up stuff.
All right, it's important to know where you're going on a camp. And so James was part of putting a sign up. And yeah. And Art was there. Art, what did you do? Signs. All right. Yep, Art and James worked together. And the grandson, the LeBron's grandson, came too, Blake. And he worked with me. He is a hard worker. We were going at it. Also, this next week, I'm going to be away on vacation. Well, Alicia and I and the girls were going down to Phoenix. I just looked at the weather, and I'm wondering why we're going to Phoenix. And looking at the weather here, we should have vacation right here. We goofed that up. But if you do have pastoral emergency or concern or a prayer that you need lifted up, I suggest you call Larry Oliver, our deacon, or one of our elders. And that is Oscar's here this morning. Go ahead and raise your hand, Oscar. And Elaine in the very back, she's taking notes. Go ahead and search them out. Elaine, there we go. In my absence, I will be checking email, so you can email me if you have something of concern. And then finally, we're transitioning to our summer months, and what we did last summer is we had Tables of Peace each month, June, July, and August. We're going to do that again this summer. This is a great way to mix our new members, existing members, time to make new friends, deepen relationships here at Peace. If you would like to take a part in Tables of Peace, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. What we do is each month you are assigned to one group of eight, and you meet in one host's home, and you share a meal. It could be very simple. It could be even dessert. And you gather for about a 15 to 20 minute conversation, as well as time to get to know each other. And then the next month, we mix you all up, and you get to meet a whole bunch of different people the next month. So it's just wonderful. If you would like to serve as a host, we especially need hosts, put a star by your name. Okay, go ahead and put a star. Don't put a star by anyone else's name. Put a star by your name. And you can use the church. We want to encourage the use of the patio too this summer.